I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I got one more question to ask you guys. Did either of you see that big special that was on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, all of the cable channels and everything about the virus?
I tuned in for a few minutes, and as soon as I saw them praising the WHO, I said, I'm out of here. I don't need this garbage.
Yeah, they got over $100 million raised. It was HBO and not HBO, but you're right. I decided when I turned it on that the first rap at the president, I'm going to turn it off, and they didn't. It was actually an eight-hour show, and the last 2 hours are what they showed. So I watched the whole thing. I thought some observations. I'm glad they did it. Very nice. But a lot of the current artists don't have much of a voice. Because when they're in their a cappella or near a cappella, they can't carry a tune. But some of them were very good. And really nice to see them in their home base. And I'm glad they did it, but yeah, you're right. It's the World Health Organization got a lot of money out of that. If you don't like them, as the president doesn't right now. Yes, Buzzy.
And I noticed, I thought, oh, this is good. You know, they have some of my favorite older artists and some of the newer ones. And, you know, I thought Camila Cabello sounded pretty good. But besides that, it was kind of boring, and it was all this somber, sad music. Like, we're already kind of in a depressed state, stuck at home. Give us something a little more upbeat.
You see Keith Urban?
Yeah, I thought he did well, too.
And not only did he do well, here he is. He's sitting down with a guitar, and he's singing. And the first part of the song is over, and a hologram of Keith Urban, that's the only way I can describe it, of Keith Urban comes on the set, dressed obviously in the same outfit he has on. Then another one comes on the other side, and then at the end, his wife Nicole Kidman comes on. That was pretty cool, I thought.
That was cool, but after like an hour of just the depressing music, and we went and watched more of Dave Portnoy opening his mail live on YouTube.
But did you agree that none of them, except for the end, where they sang a Bocelli medley, huh? The prayer, when they sang the prayer. None of those people really had, I think one young female, I don't know her name now, had a great voice, but most of them weren't in voice. McCartney was terrible. I mean, really.
Yeah, Elton John, I love Elton that John song, Still Standing, but.
Elton was great, I thought.
Yeah. Is that basketball hoop? You think he still plays some basketball?
Well, you know what? I saw that too, and I said to Bernie, I can't picture him and David Furnish hooping some up. I would like to see his approach to the basket. He probably does it like a double spin and a dunk up to his elbow.
Sticking his tongue out, doing a Michael Jordan-esque dunk.
But I thought Elton was really good. And I'm glad they did it, and they raised a lot of money. But you see, when you don't have a lot of production around you, you don't get multi-tracking and all that other stuff. It's really hard to sing a song like that, like we're used to anyway. Okay, the two questions basically: since last month, with the same poll, NBC Wall Street Journal poll, 20% more people than last month alone are worried about their family getting the virus. So I'm asking if that's the case of the listeners out there. Here's the other one. This one you might want to sit down for because I guarantee you some of you are going, what the hell? What, are we gone crazy? Where are we, nuts? Let's organize some kind of protest. That's all I can say. It's from CNN. There is talk now of, because people that work in supermarkets are subject to a lot of different people, the cumulative number of people coming in, that the owners of the supermarkets and some other observers are thinking it would be smart to ban people from coming inside the grocery store. So you can still do business with a grocery store, but you can't come inside if they do this. What they're talking about is curbside service, which they used to have on Chippewa Street till the cops decided this is not a good idea. Curbside service or home delivery. Like we just use home delivery, and it's fabulous. It was really beyond our expectations. It took a week. It's not like run down the store and grab a loaf of bread or a quart of milk. It took a week. But the delivery was perfect. The everything was there with the exception of two. What color bananas do you want? They called and asked. And a different cheese. But that was it out of a whole grocery shopping. So I want your thoughts on being only able to get curbside service from the store or home delivery. And see, I think that's basically the same. Anybody who objects to these is probably a people who like the feel of the produce or the look of the melon and, you know, stuff like that, which they're not talking about a can of SpaghettiOs. They're talking about usually it's fruit and meat. You want to look at meat and see how it looks. If it's got that blackened part of it, maybe you're going to go to a different piece. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. We'll take your calls, we'll take your Facebook, and anything else right after this. No word yet with Mario Cuomo, the governor. Not Mario. Definitely no word from Mario. If we get a word from Mario, stop the presses. Call Alan Pergament. I think we've got a scoop here. No word from the governor. Andrew, son of the late Mario Cuomo. I think we don't know what time his press conference is today, but as soon as we find out, we'll post it and we will carry it. And it should be exciting because today he's going to talk about his mother's gnocchi. Yesterday it was his mother's meatballs. So I think he's redoing his life. He's going backwards in his life. And so we may find out she has the best gnocchi in Albany. Let's hope so. Mr. Beamer, do you have we have that. See, I don't know because I can't see Joe, but Tony whispers in my ear. And Tony, I can't tell you how romantic this is to have you whispering in my ear while I'm talking.
Every now and then you need a little sweet something.
I do. Hey, baby, how do you like me in my mask?
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing what everybody's wearing, and that's sweats. I'm not making this up. I have basketball shorts and a Charlie Sheen shirt, and that's it. Black socks. Yeah, I really, seriously, if there's Geek of the Week, I'm sending in a picture. Because I would easily win Geek of the Week. I've never seen a geekier outfit, but half of the joy is here I'm talking to a nice, large audience. They don't know how I'm dressed. I could tell them I'm wearing a tuxedo, but I'm not. I'm wearing red basketball shorts and a Charlie Sheen shirt and black socks. I would not go and get the mail at the end of my driveway with this outfit on.
The black socks really makes the outfit.
Yeah, that's it. Because whenever you see a guy wearing black socks that he's not dressed up in, you know, formal clothes or something, you think first, second, and third, geek, geek, geek. Now, Mr. Beamer should be ready now. Do you have a Facebook for me? And I hope you do.
I sure do, Sandy. A few questions on Facebook. We'll start with, are you taking the COVID virus more seriously now than when it first came out? And we will start with Ruth, who says, we keep changing our perimeters, but this virus was around this area months before it detected.
That might be true because, like I was talking to Tony, you remember when Tony was sick as a dog? Tony remembers it, and and you think that that's possible, that it could have been before it was known that this virus was around. It could have been that. Maybe you got the early version of it.
Well, if you look at some of the symptoms, and again, this friend of mine posted, you know, with the trouble breathing. Well, trouble breathing is what sent me to urgent care in the beginning. And I think what helped me was my CPAP machine and the breathing treatments that they were giving me. I think that really helped. Another thing was the cough. coughing that people describe. My coughing was so bad, I blacked out from it. So a lot of the symptoms match up from what they described that they had with COVID and what I went through, which I thought was pneumonia.
Well, you know, I had trouble breathing one time, and I found that as soon as I removed the pillow from my face that my ex-wife had put there, it was a lot easier to breathe.
Isn't that amazing?
She used a MyPillow, which is like our best pillow.
And it was soft, too.
It was very soft. It wasn't Bernadette, however. I think it was possible you could have had that. The one of the problems we're having is that the symptoms for the virus and the symptoms for the normal seasonal things that we get in respiratory problems are very similar. And we're not doctors. We don't understand. We don't understand the technical difference. And I think there are times when even the doctors can't tell the technical difference. And so this virus could have been around a lot earlier than we knew.
Some are suspecting maybe as early as September that it started.
Really? Let's go to line one and Tom in Newstead. Tom, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
I want to say this. I had trouble breathing immediately after he asked what you were wearing.
Don't take it personally. It's just shtick.
That was too much information. And
yeah, I think it is. We're going to see how tough you are, how long you can stay on the line when we do that.
Okay. I'm out doing my Dingus Day celebration. I have about an acre and a half that's covered in trees, and I'm picking up all the sticks all by myself, and it's kind of enjoyable.
Pick up sticks. Oh, sure. You're outside. Get fresh air.
Well, and you know, for all you older people, we bought some of those grabber things.
Yeah.
What a difference. You know, if you can just reach down and grab the stuff, and I carry a bucket for the small stuff. And
I have a pair of grabbers left over from the high school prom. They're very helpful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, anyhow, just an aside, you mentioned John Prine again.
Yeah.
Iris DeMint have a song, I believe it's called In Spite of Ourselves.
Oh, I love that song, yeah.
Well, how about her first line in there? That he,
well, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, it has very rude lyrics. Iris DeMint is great, and she and John did an album in which there were, I think, at least three or four different cuts, and there's a thing called Studio 54 in which she was a special guest with Prine, and they made a really good team.
A lady that no one's ever heard of.
Yeah, I don't know why, because she's got a very unusual voice, and she has. I have four of her albums. I think that's as many as she's put out. I could be wrong, but yeah, a good artist. And thank you, and I'm glad you enjoyed asking what I was wearing at the time. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, Sandy.
Yeah.
Just received an email earlier. I mentioned how I would like to get tested to see if I have antibody, and yeah. I received an email that says this person would like to get tested for antibodies too. Who out there is doing it? How will we go about doing it? So if any of our listeners have information, they'd like to pass that along, so the emailer will get the information, as myself.
Yeah, do you have to be registered? Do you need an appointment? Whatever. I think for you especially, it would be a very good thing to do, because if indeed that terrible thing you went through several months ago was the beginning of this virus, it'd be good to know and see what the antibodies are.
But then, you know, I start thinking about, okay, well, I came into work and Joe was exposed. He was in the same room. And
pardon
so were
me?
You.
What did you say?
That we were exposed. You guys were exposed to me being in the
exposed.
Same room.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, let me clarify that.
Yeah, we were in the same room as you. I didn't get sick that time, which is unusual. I usually get sick at the end of the trip, and Joe didn't either. But you toughed it out.
Yep.
Let's go to line two, Jerry in Kenmore. Jerry, you're on WBEN.
Hey, good morning, Sandy. You know what? I've worked in the supermarket industry for quite a while, and two things on your article. One is the system would not be able to handle it. You know the rush on supermarkets the day before this would to be instituted, and the technology does not exist in a lot of homes to pre-order. Plus, the personnel that you'd need to pull this off on the supermarket end would be ridiculous in this country.
Yeah, you would. I think what they'd have to do, according to what they're talking about, is order it and bring it to the they have to find it and bring it to the curb. That's labor intensive. You're right. You'd need a lot of people to do it. And then the person coming and pick it up would have to be on time. You wouldn't want in the summer things to spoil. But the Instacart, my one trial with Instacart was excellent.
Another point, Sandy, is, and I have said this for 5 years in this industry, the long-term grocery store is over. Everything now will be a much smaller footprint with perishables. We are going to get our non-perishables in the mail eventually, and this might just push it all in that direction. There is no reason that the cookies and the crackers and all the stuff you buy and don't have to touch and has 8-9 months shelf life has to sit on a shelf anymore. It will be shipped to your house eventually, and all that you'll get at the grocery store will be meat, bakery, produce, frozen, dairy, and prepared foods. And
so you would have to sign up for certain things, and they would be just like drugstores now. They call you when your script is in, if it's due to be or replaced, and that's how they would work it with a supermarket too?
I don't think so. I think Amazon's going to change everything with their ownership of Whole Foods, and that, you know, your cereals and crackers and your canned goods, everything is going to be shipped right to your house.
Oh, wow.
You want every time on that, you know?
Well, it'll be interesting. You know, people in New York, for instance, New York City, a lot of them shop every day. Every day on their way home, they pick up what they need, and they might have a few extra things around, but they don't have space to store it in their apartments because usually the apartments are very small, so that's the way they do it now. So we may be learning something. Hey, thanks for the heads up. I really appreciate it. Thank you. All right, we'll be back with more. We want to know from you how you feel about the NBC Wall Street Journal report that says 58% of people keep the restrictions the way they are, and safe and sorry, better safe than sorry. 32% saying it's taking too long. 80% of the Dems are saying we're working at a fine pace, but it's too soon to give it up right now. 50% of the Republicans think of the same thing. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 W.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
QBEN. And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Reminder, go to the Sandy Beach Facebook page. There's a group of people that are really in need of food for not themselves, but for their horses. They have 45 horses they're taking care of, and other animals too, but they've run out of funds to buy food for. So they've reached out, and we put their name and address out on our Facebook page. And if you could be helpful, it would be appreciated. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Are you more worried now than you were last month about somebody in your family getting the virus? And 20% on the same survey from last month, that's a NBC Wall Street Journal survey, say yes, they are. And CNN now is reporting that there's consideration to ban shoppers from coming into the grocery stores. They would either have curb service, where you would order something and it's put out at the curb and you go out there and get it. I don't know quite how that would work, but home delivery. Home delivery we have now, and it seemed to have worked fine on my first try with Instacart. Let me see. Let's go to line three. That would be Daryl in Medina. Daryl, you're on WBEN.
Before I get started...
You're going to get started there, Daryl. Go ahead.
There's a movie that you need to see on Showtime. Hitsville, The Making of Motown.
Have you cool. seen that? No, I haven't seen it yet. I'll have to check it out. I like that.
It's about 2 hours long, and it's Berry Gordy and Smokey Robinson, and they tell you the whole story, and you're going to love it.
Well, you know, I sang on stage with the Temptations in Milwaukee, so I feel like I'm a member of Hitsville. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
No, that's cool. That is.
Yeah, it's very cool. Yeah, it was fun.
Well, anyway, the deal about the shopping. You go to the same store I do. I know you do. And how much of our stuff, when you go shopping, is impulse buying?
Oh, sure. You see it. That's why they put stuff near the cash register just as you're going, oh, yeah, I got to have this. Yeah.
Right. It doesn't matter where it is.
Yeah.
You forget this or you forget that. But when you walk through the store, you, oh, I need these. I need a pack of batteries. I need.
Yep. Absolutely.
So whatever. It would be a nightmare. I wouldn't even want it. If I was working in a store, it would be a nightmare.
You know, it would be more of a nightmare. The person inside the store who's using your shopping list to get the things for you so they can either home deliver it or put it at the curb, I think that would be a thankless job.
They would. Oh, my God. Yeah, well, you'd have to have more than one person doing it.
Oh, you'd have to have a lot of people doing it. That's the whole point. Because if you don't, well, of course, if you know where things are, it makes it easier. But even so, you go and get tuna fish. There might be 10 different brands of tuna fish. And is it in oil? Is it in water? Is it the large can? Is it the small can? I mean, there's so many things with each purchase that I think it would be counterproductive economically to do it that way.
It would. They would have to get. They would have to hire another whole staff, car, you know, and then they got to pay cars, gas, this, that, you know.
And plus, they bring it. Okay, your order will be ready at 10:30. So you get there at 10:15. Now they may have all finished it early, and you don't know it, or you're late, and it just sits out there, or if it's not. Secure, somebody might even take it.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible.
So we won't send you any groceries by mail, Daryl.
I don't know. You know, well, that's funny because my neighbor buys all her cat food. And you see the guy, the Amazon, or UPS guy and that, you know, and you see the guy struggling with all these big boxes of stuff. And then,
yeah, we buy, let's see, about 20 cans of cat food. Every what, 2 weeks, Bernie? Every 3 weeks, about 20 cans. And there's dry food, too. But cats are very finicky. There's some stuff they won't eat. And we don't baby them, but they just won't eat it. And so you got to get stuff that they like.
Well, my neighbor brings me over stuff that his won't eat. It's supposed to be one of these highfalutin cat foods. I took it up to my, I got two cats up at the farm. Right, and I feed them, and they stuck their nose up at it.
Oh, are they barn cats?
Yeah, well, they're just...
If they're barn cats, you know, you're not supposed to feed them. I've had barn cats, and I give them enough so they still want to hunt, but I give them enough in case they're lousy at hunting. There's enough food for them to survive on.
No, I keep... these guys are fat good, but, you know, I just... I don't know. It's crazy.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling. We appreciate the call. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. And we're talking about a couple of things that showed up on the NBC Wall Street Journal poll. 52, and it was just out because they took one last month, and that's part of our question. But 52% want to keep the restrictions we have now. Temporarily, obviously, until we have a better handle on it. 32% say it's taking too long. 80% of the Dems worrying about moving too soon. Only 50% of the Republicans are worried about it. And since last month, and this is important, 20% more people worried about family member catching the virus than last month. So in 4 weeks, it went up 20%. So that's incredible. So I want your reaction to that. And then secondarily here, from CNN, CNN is reporting that there is consideration to ban shoppers from coming inside grocery stores curbing how you actually receive your groceries, either a curb job, which I love that idea simply because I just like saying curb job, a curb job or a home delivery. Tony, which would you prefer, a curb job or home delivery?
Let's see. Home delivery, yeah, that's
home
it.
Home delivery, yeah, that's the ticket. And we can't figure out how they do either one of them. Home delivery, yeah, because they have that now with Instacart and others. Okay, so that's doable, and it is happening. But the curb job thing, somebody would have to take your list, go in the store, and still you got one person in the store, but it would be an employee, I'm sure. The employee takes the things you want and puts them in a box or a bag or whatever and brings them out and say, number 16, Caligiuri, and you'd go and get your bag of groceries. It just doesn't sound right to me. It doesn't sound very efficient. Let's go to, thank you very much. Let's go to Kathy on line 5. Kathy, you're on WBEN.
Good morning. I love listening to you interact because it's like being back in high school listening to the boys.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You make me laugh. But what I come about on a serious note was this coronavirus, knowing whether you have the antibodies or whatever it is.
Right.
I went to visit in January, and I have it marked on my calendar so I know. I went to visit a friend that's in a nursing home. And I visited with her for about maybe 3 hours. And I left, and I was no health issues whatsoever. And about 2 days later, I was sick from, I think, the 12th of January till basically almost the end of March.
Wow.
I just laid around and sneezed and coughed and choked. And it was like having the flu, but different. I've had the flu. But this was like different. And I'm wondering if I did have the coronavirus, because about, I think in the middle of March or the beginning of this month, they pulled my friend out of that nursing home because there was a coronavirus person there. And they were letting anybody that could go home for the families to take them home. And so she got removed from there. But I'm wondering if I had this coronavirus, because I've never been like that.
Well, you'd be an ideal candidate then for this test. But I'm not sure how you go about getting tested. They're starting a major test today for New York State for the antibodies.
Yeah. Well,
and if you have had it, that would be a good thing to get tested.
Well, yeah, and because my daughter, I live like 5 doors from my daughter, and she told me she would put nails in my tires if I left the house. So I've been in my house since really the beginning of January.
She wouldn't
go anywhere. I mean, it's ridiculous, but she's only worried about me. I'm her only parent. So I'm just wondering if your station does find out who or where we could go to and get tested, I would really like to. I'm 79, and I don't want to, if they could use some of my blood to develop something, I think that's what we should do.
Well, if you're 79, I'd like to see you make it to 80. So we're going to try and find out. Buzzy, when you have a moment, go and check in the news department, and when we find out, we will broadcast it, okay?
And one other thing.
Yes.
Bernadette, your wonderful person, she made you face mask. Does hers have, like, flowers and honeybees and sweet?
Yeah, well, come here, Bernie. She wants to know what your face mask has on it. Mine has peppers for some reason. What does yours have?
I have the same thing.
You have peppers?
Yes.
We both have peppers. We're sharing peppers.
Are they hot chili peppers?
Yeah, she's a hot chili pepper herself, a Polish hot chili pepper.
It
all. All right, thank you. And when we find out, we'll announce it, okay?
I wish you would, because I can't be the only person that's been through.
No, we're thinking Tony could fit in that same category. Okay,
I think our they said during our news, Wegmans on Alberta Drive, and then the Wegmans on Amherst Street in Buffalo, if that's correct.
And do we know if you have to have an appointment or register or just show up?
I don't know that. I have not heard that. Joe's trying to research that.
Yeah, ask whoever you have to ask and see if you can get that information, and we can pass it along.
Thank you so much, and you have a wonderful day, and stay safe. I love you guys.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Thank you. Love to hear that. Let's go to Don on line two. Don, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing okay. Another day above ground, I guess, so we're okay. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, you always want to look at the grass from the
right side.
Sure.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to address question number two first.
Okay, go ahead.
Grocery shopping or home deliveries.
Yeah.
If that came to be here, I would be a widower within a week.
Why?
My wife would kill herself. If she couldn't go shopping and go inside the stores and this and that, she would rather be dead.
Oh, she just likes shopping? All kinds or just grocery shopping?
Yes, you could put it mildly. Yes, absolutely.
Well, I used to, at one time in my life, I used to like grocery shopping. That's when anything I saw that I liked, I put in the cart. And then when you have a female influence, you can put it in the cart, but it's not going to stay there. It's going to be taken out of the cart and put on some oddball shelf for somebody to restock.
I remember that stuff.
Sure, absolutely.
And the first question about...
Do you worry more about relatives than you did before? Up 20%. On the NBC poll, up 20% in 1 month is remarkable.
It is remarkable. I wonder sometimes if all these news conferences that the president has and Cuomo has, because they do televise every news conference that that Cuomo has, that here in Pennsylvania they put it on every day.
Well, yeah, Cuomo, every once in a while, he is a different guy, and he shows a softer side. Yesterday, he was talking about his mother's meatballs, and he was also talking about having to pretend that he liked the guy one of his daughters is dating. It just seemed he was a little off the charts yesterday. We don't know what to expect today. He will be on at 11:30 today.
There you go. But what concerns me about this is I remember when I used to work, and we used to have 10 days off at Christmas time. And it was a bear for me to go back to work after those 10 days. I mean, I wanted no parts of it for a while. It took a while to get back into the swing of things and what have you. I mean, it just wasn't easy.
It'll be different this time. I think people who spent their whole life bitching about their job are now itching instead of bitching and hoping to get back to work as soon as possible. So they went from bitch to itch.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you on that.
You don't think people are going to be anxious to go back to work?
I think they're anxious to go back to work now, but if this is extended for any real length of time, they're not going to want to go back to work. They love what they're doing. They're doing nothing. That's me.
Well, this is my taste of what it's like, but we're still broadcasting, so it's easy. I got a headset and a microphone, go in there and push a couple of buttons and go.
Well, I can tell you right now, if I thought I was forced to have to go back to work, my wife would be a widow in about 2 days. I couldn't do it. I would no parts of it. And you're talking to somebody who worked 2-3 jobs frequently.
Yeah, you were always a hard worker. I know that. You always have a great work ethic. And as a boss, I would always look for people that had the kind of work ethic that you did. Because it's a lot more, the better chance of success. Okay, Don, say hi to Barbara for me, and thanks for calling. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.